We take you now to Elk Grove, California, in the Diocese of Sacramento, for this broadcast of Sunday Mass. Today we are in the parish of the Good Shepherd, and now let us pray.
Good morning, my friends.
Good morning, Father.
Indeed, this season of Lent is a time when we try to open our eyes to see Christ's face, to open our ears to hear his word, and open our heart to love him more every day and to love each other. When we gather at this holy altar, we are expressing our love for God and for one another, since we are brothers and sisters in Christ, family of believers. Let us acknowledge this reality and warmly, with nice smile, welcome each other in his, our Lord's name. Good morning. Today this Mass is being broadcast on Immaculate Heart Radio, and so we extend a welcome to the radio listeners that this broadcast of the Mass is coming to you, my dear friends, from Good Shepherd Catholic Church in Elk Grove, California. I am Father Leon, who has a joy and privilege to serve as a pastor in this parish for past 6 years. In the spirit of unity of faith, hope, and love, let us begin this most holy liturgy in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you all. All of us, we are mindful of our daily failures, shortcomings, and venial sins due to our human weak and sinful nature. But our God is rich of mercy and great of compassion, God who forgives, forgets forever. In a moment of silence, let us ask for God's pardon. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault,
through
through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all into everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly to by your word, that with spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Students, grades 1 to 4, please come forward for your dismissal for the Children's Liturgy of the Word. Children, where are you? Hurry up. Okay, thumbs up. May the word of God will always remain in my... Do you have a breakfast today? I can hear you. One more time. May the word of God will always remain in my... On my... And in my... Go explore this beautiful liturgy of the word and don't forget to come back to us.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from the land of your kinsfolk and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. All the communities of the earth shall find blessing in you." Abram went as the Lord directed him. The word of the Lord.
You are my justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. On those who hope for his kindness, who deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine.
Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust.
For the Lord, who is our help and our shield, may your kindness, O Lord, be upon us, who have put our hope in you.
Lord, let your mercy be on us.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his own design and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them, and from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Last weekend, so many graces, God's strength, forgiveness, and mercy did flow through Good Shepherd Catholic Church. 24 hours for the Lord. Friday noon, we exposed Blessed Sacrament and stayed until noon on Saturday, the 11th. And through all this time, people prayed in the front of the Blessed Sacrament and others line up for confessions. Non-stop, the priests were available in our reconciliation room. And even one single break during the night, people were coming. Last year, during Year of Mercy, Bishop Soto decided to have this 24 hours availability for the sacrament of reconciliation. And after the evaluation from the priest and people of the diocese, everybody agreed, let's keep this every Lent. The priest of Deanery that I lead here, South Suburb, we scheduled for every hour priest in confessional. My friends, don't wait towards Holy Week. Do now. Because more and more people are coming and availability will be more difficult to serve you only by two of us. Take any opportunity, because confession is the essential element of this season of Lent. Sunday of Transfiguration. Every second Sunday of Lent, we have the same gospel, Jesus' second epiphany, as exact scene that take place at the river of Jordan. From the cloud came the voice. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am very pleased. Listen to him. My friends, the secular world is bombarding us all the time with the calls to change, to transform our political parties, to transform our relationship with other nations, change our eating habits, and all other sorts of transformations. Lent is a season of change, a season of transforming our spiritual lives, a time of spiritual transformation. And we do know that transformation requires energetic effort. It challenges and disturbs our comfortable patterns of behavior. Everybody learned during the school years about Isaac Newton, one of the greatest scientists of all time. And once he famously formulated his universal laws of motion. His first law of motion tells us that an object at rest stays at rest. And an object in motion stays in motion. Basic physics law. But my friends, applies to our psychological and spiritual growth. All of us, we remember the times when we were procrastinated, lazy, very much resistant to change. We want to stay at rest in our comfortable zone. And Jesus had to deal with the same tendency in his apostles. He took them high the mountain, we known as the Mount of Tabor. Some scholars, they said, was Mount of Hebron, which is 9,000 elevation, 9,000 feet. And those who love mountain, you know that when we are high, seeing the clouds, we feel the closeness to God. Because the clouds always symbolizes the presence of God in the biblical sense. Before he went back to Jerusalem, he wanted them to have this supernatural experience when Moses, who represents the law, and Elijah, who represents the prophet, they appeared and conversed with Jesus. Transformation, my friends, is not easy. It costs. And so we have the early season of Lent, second Sunday. And we know that Lent is more than simply having the ashes put in our foreheads as a reminder of our mortality with the words, repent and be faithful to the gospel. How many thousands of people came on Ash Wednesday? And I'm asking now, where are they? This church was packed, low in the Nortex. Where are they? Is this what we call the magic of ashes? Isn't something more deeper? Did we make, you know, resolutions to pray more? To find more time for prayer? To read the scripture, ask where is my Bible at home, maybe find somewhere and undust and read. Yes, that's the case with many Catholics. They don't read the Bible. Time for charity. 2 weeks ago we had diocesan annual appeal. Remember the mantra? Mercy in motion. Mercy in motion. How many of you participated? Helping all the beautiful causes, helping less fortunate than we are in the Diocese of Sacramento. Remember, an object at rest tends to stay at rest, whereas the object in motion tends to stay in motion. Remember how Peter reacted? Lord, it's good to be here. Let's build 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. somehow, and sometimes we feel. I feel when I go to Vajna or after retreat, I don't want to go back to the parish. I want to stay there. Feels good. You feel closeness to God. You spiritually almost fly. What Jesus said, Peter, John, James, we have to go to the valley of our daily life. There are people waiting for me to heal them, to touch them. And there is a mission to be completed on the Good Friday, followed by resurrection. And that's how we should feel. When we recharge our spiritual batteries through prayer, through fasting, we are more capable and equipped to go and to serve, to touch others. Because our spiritual enthusiasm, when we are in motion, acting joyfully, dynamic Catholics, that's contagious. And others, they look at us and they can be inspired. The church is challenging us to move, to change, and to get out of our comfort zone. There is a beautiful song we are going to sing for offertory. Transfigure us, O Lord. Transfigure us, O Lord. Break the chains that binds us. Speak the healing word. And when you lead us, we will follow. Transfigure us, O Lord. Amen.
This broadcast of the Mass is coming to you from Elk Grove, California, in the Diocese of Sacramento.
Together, let us proudly profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. As we stand together at the foot of the cross and recall all that God has done for his people, let us present our needs to him, knowing you will respond in love.
That the word of God proclaimed by the church throughout the world will bring repentance and renewal to those who have turned away from God. Let us pray to the Lord. That those who hold public office may always speak the truth and put the interest of the people above their own. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who have given generously to the annual Catholic appeal, for those who are still prayerfully considering what they can give, and for all those who will benefit from the fundraise, let us pray to the Lord. That the young people in our parish who are discerning a vocation to religious life may feel our support and be guided in their decision-making by our prayers. Let us pray to the Lord. For the special intentions of Festa Sizile, may our loving Father continue to abundantly bless and protect him. Let us pray to the Lord. That the faithful departed, especially Pepita Fontanilla, Rodrigo and Julieta Lorente, Mercedita Omistin, Rosalina Valesco, and Frankie Bautista Villaruz Jr., will enjoy eternal rest and peace in the arms of our Heavenly Father. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who have recently died in our parish family, namely Steve Gao and Janessa Sosa, that they may know God's perfect peace in the heavenly kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord. We pray for the radio listeners, especially those who are sick, those in the hospital, and those who are homebound. We remember, too, those who are in prison, as well as all victims of crime. And we pray for those who are no longer in the practice of faith. Let us pray to the Lord. We now pray silently for our own intentions and those held deep within our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Almighty God, you are the giver of all good things. May our petitions give you praise as we trust in your mercy and love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Please join in singing number 500, Transfigure Us, O Lord, number 500.
Thank you.
Transfigure us, O Lord, break the chains that bind us.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For your goodness we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For your goodness we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, my brothers and sisters, that our sacrifice may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May this sacrifice, O Lord, we pray, cleanse us of our faults and sanctify your faithful in body and mind. For the celebration of the Paschal festivities, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For after he had told the disciples of his coming death, on the holy mountain he manifested to them his glory, to show even by the testimony of the law and the prophets that the passion leads to the glory of the resurrection. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end, we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like a dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. the mystery of faith. Stay us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Jaime, our Bishop, Auxiliary Bishop Myron, and all the clergy, religious, and people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with Saint Elizabeth and Seton, patroness of our parochial Catholic school, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Children, please gather around the holy altar. Jesus said, let them come to me. Where are you, children? At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and glory are yours now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
is preparing the ciboria for the distribution of communion.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
And the faithful now receive Holy Communion. I invite you, wherever you are now, in your car, home, alone, in a hospital bed, or in prison, wherever you are now, at this moment, receive Jesus into your mind, into your thoughts, into your heart and soul, in your own Holy Communion in a spiritual way, and always know that Jesus longs to be in communion with us. And at this moment, as you are now in communion with Jesus, be aware that he grants us all the gifts that we need to live life as he wants us to live, as his brothers and sisters here on earth, until he comes again. And among them are the great gifts of faith and hope and love. The gift of faith that we may believe and remain faithful. The gift of hope that we may live with joy in our lives, because we are living and waiting in joyful hope for the coming of Jesus, in joyful hope for the coming of Jesus. And the gift of love, that we may know and experience God's love for each one of us, each moment of the day. These are the great gifts of Jesus to each one of us today as we are in holy communion with him, and we accept. Of God, who are called in his plan, everything works out for good. And God himself chose them to bear the likeness of Jesus, that he might be the first of many, many brothers and sisters. And as we are about to conclude this broadcast of the Mass from Elk Grove in California, we conclude with the usual reminders. Today is sacred to the Lord your God. Do not be sad. And do not weep. Today is sacred to the Lord. Do not be sad, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength. Words from the prophet Nehemiah. And the eyes of all look hopefully to you, O Lord, and you give them food in due season. You open up your hand and you satisfy the desires of every living thing. And that concludes the broadcast of the Mass today from Elk Grove, California, in the Diocese of Sacramento. Now I'm Father Michael Welch, wishing you every spiritual blessing. May God bless us all with a good day and a good night.